Well, you're going to have to wait for tomorrow to try again, Eddie interrupted, as a military personnel carrier rolled up and parked next to theirs. Alpha's here to start play training. Lena peered over the railing and watched as Lieutenant Garner stepped off the back of the carrier and dropped lightly to the sand. It was a considerable feat when you accounted for the nearly 70 pounds of gear that he and his team members wore. In the field, they had lightweight, powered exoskeletons to help, but she knew that in order to toughen his people up, Garner had put a strict ban on them for training. She watched as he stood very still for a moment, taking a quick survey of the area. Then he gave Zaleski a curt nod before turning back to the camo-covered back of the carrier. Alpha team, fall out! Rack it and stack it, on the double! This proclamation was met with an explosion of activity, as 14 figures clad in black poured from the vehicle, racing to strip off their field gear and rack it in the lockers under the shelter. Then they came sprinting back out alone or in groups of 2 or 3, sending sand and dust flying from their high-tech foot gear as they hustled to form up in a single line at attention. Jacob joined them, and Elena watched it all with a small sense of amusement. Although she had gotten to know most of the Alpha team members relatively well over the last year, there were 2 figures among them that were more familiar to her than the others. At the far end of the line was Jessica, standing in a rigidly perfect military stance. Her face was an expressionless mask of discipline, half concealed by the nearly goggle-like sunglasses the team wore, and a small black baseball cap that matched her uniform. The sides of her head were shorn almost surgically close, and even from this far away, Elena could see the tiny silver seams that ran in intricate patterns around her head. She wasn't sure how to feel about how the child had taken to military life by cutting her own hair, adopting the routines and workouts of her team, and, unlike any other tween girl Elena had ever known, obeying orders without question. It was impressive in a way, but everyone knew that the 20-mile marches, thousands of push-ups, and uncountable other drills she participated in were nothing to her. She had restricted herself to the speed and strength of an adult woman, but still felt no fatigue, strain, weariness, or stress. She never struggled, got injured, made a mistake, or gave up. In fact, Jenny had confided to her late one night that he wasn't entirely sure that the girl didn't have her body on some sort of autopilot. She seemed to be herself in social settings, and Jenny claimed that their therapy sessions had become surprisingly productive. But as soon as she was back on duty, she reverted into being some sort of autonomic super soldier. Elena had suggested that it might be a strategy to win the trust and respect of her teammates, but Jenny was still uncertain. If it was a strategy, it had been admirably effective. In a matter of weeks, most of them seemed to forget about her age and girlish appearance, and had simply folded her into the complex machinery of their daily military duties. Despite this, there were still a few holdouts, and chief amongst them was Sergeant Clark. He had fought hardest against her being incorporated into the team, and now he occupied the very opposite end of the line they formed. His mass meant that nearly a quarter of the line's overall distance was made up of him, and despite being tall enough to peer directly into the raised shelter, he managed to look slightly squat. In fact, his shoulders had grown so wide that he could no longer go anywhere on the base where double doors weren't installed. His feet were so large that it required his footgear to be custom-made, along with everything else he wore. Eddie was reasonably confident that Clark had maxed out at his current size, which was a staggering 9 feet 7 inches, with 642 pounds of sheer muscle on it. But nothing was certain yet. Elena had helped do the most recent analysis, and by their best estimates, he held almost 35% more muscle mass than he should, even for his height. He was also holding steady at around 9 to 10% body fat, despite devouring nearly 33,000 calories a day, a feat that, surprisingly, was nearly matched at times by Tammy. Positioned at the halfway point between the two, the military nurse stood equally rigid, but seemed taller and more lean-muscled than Elena had ever seen before. The combination of Eddie's hormonal treatment and Garner's training had combined to augment her beyond all of their expectations. As far as they could tell, she seemed to be completely immune to fatigue, and her body held nearly endless reserves of energy that she could access explosively or extend out over long periods.